It was called a day of prevention. People gathered in Bismarck to talk about how to prevent substance abuse.
We spent $260 million in the last decade building jails in our state. This year in the budget, $100,000 for prevention. Each dollar of prevention could save as much as $64 downstream.
Governor Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum hosted it, along with the North Dakota Department of Human Services. Burgum says going forward, he will be asking the legislature to put more money toward prevention and less toward prisons.
Our job with the, on the executive branch and working with agencies and communities is to get the information in front, get the data in front of the legislature so they can make, they make good decisions if we can give them the data to help them understand where the biggest impact is, because they always want to spend the money in the smartest ways.
Burgum says, for example, one of the prevention strategies Wyoming uses is simply to enforce the laws that they have.
We had a city in North Dakota recently that 16 out of 31 bars that were checked failed the test. They were actually serving people under the age 21. And so part of prevention is just making sure that a community at a cultural level, we understand that these are creating real risks for people and real costs.
Meanwhile, Burgum says Fargo will be hosting a Recovery Reinvented program in September. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.